Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Yes, we do. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane. It is Mind It Out Friday. And I know you guys have had a wonderful, wonderful week out there. You know, I'm still celebrating my birthday. My birthday was Tuesday. I'm still getting presents, getting wishes, and I celebrate the whole month of August. So I just took a break here so I could share and care. But, you know, we're going to talk about winners right now. You know, those who say, I'll do it, who are willing to take on a challenge, even if they are alone, are true winners. The determination, the commitment to take action yourself is the force that leads to victory. Our mind, our attitudes can change everything. You know, we're here about sharing and caring. We going to have Angie coming on with us. I'm going to put that disclaimer out there because, you know, Angie has found out some stuff, and she's going to let us know exactly what's happening. But before we do that, I'd like to dedicate this show to my sister and brother-in-law, Jackie White and Willie White, them Texans. You know, it is their anniversary tomorrow, and they have been together for 59 years, all right? And you see, when they got together and made that circle, they let no one step inside of that circle. And from there, they had their kids, their grands, their great-grands, and everybody takes on that same pattern. They are the warmest, loving, respectful people that you would ever meet. You can see the love that they have for each other and feel the love that they give to you. I come from a wonderful family. I just want to play this song for them and let them know how much I love them and let them understand that I know what y'all said to each other when y'all met. Thank you.
that magic you made. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile.
Yes, that's what they said to each other down there. And I make them laugh because each time they have an anniversary, this is 59 years of being together, okay? Now, they're not listening because I can tell you now they're asleep because of the time frame, because they believe in getting their rest, eating right, taking care of one another, and they look real good, okay? So she'll hear it in the morning. But I just wanted to extend my congrats to them. 59 years, I tell them all the time, I wish I could stay with somebody 59 days, okay? So what happened? You know, we need to start a university down here. You know, times have changed. This new modern way of doing things, we just don't know how to love each other and share and care, you know. But Aunt G's going to come on. Aunt G's going to tell us about it. And we're going to have a fun-packed show, but I'm putting a disclaimer out there. You know how she is. She loves you, but she's going to come real. And I don't know what kind of mood she's in today. So even if she tells you something you don't like, smile through the phone anyway, because you can understand that it's coming with true love. Angie, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, hey, hey now. How you doing? How you doing?
Hey.
Sending out all those love Joneses out there tonight to those lovers out there celebrating anniversaries and staying together. You know, relationships are hard. You know, if you got a good friend, hold on to them. You got a good partner, work it out. Because let me tell you, you ain't going to never pick another winner like you got by your side. And like they say, it's cheaper to keep her. But even if money is not going to make you happy neither, because of COVID and all this craziness about to happen up into this world that's already happening into this world, try to unite. You know, bring in the light. Don't let the darkness come in and break it up. Now, some of y'all need that darkness to come in because you're toxic. You need to go and let that go. But you ones out there, you know, 59 days, 59 seconds. You should know if you're going to be 59 days or 59 years with anybody. And that's friend, foe, or, you know, hey, sometimes you get family members born into you, but there's family members that are extended, and those last around longer sometimes than that one that got that same bloodline. So you hold on to those two, you know, because, see, it's too much separation, too much people just hating for no reason, flashing their light. What is flashing your lights on in the daytime for? What, somebody did that to me today. What's going on with that? You got road rage in the daytime? What's going on now? Come on now. You know your lights ain't going to mess nobody's eyes up in the daytime. You really want to get around, or you think somebody cutting you through? You know, you got to calm down, folks. You know, stop rushing. If they had to poll how many deaths or how many limbs people done lost for eyeballs and got popped out from rush. You know, slow down before you get put down. One way or another, it's going down. So you just going to have to roll on with the punches, you know. Leave a little earlier. You know what kind of town you live in? Leave a little earlier. It's always, you know, way back in traffic now. Those who have not been out that long, just not going out, yeah, there's traffic out there, y'all. So whatever your GPS maps out, tag on another hour, okay? So make sure you get up and get your day going early. You know, there's a few things on my mind, my loves, I want to share with you. And I do want to send out a couple of shout-outs. I'm going to give my shout-outs, and then I'm going to go to where my points are. My first shout-out I want to send out to my daughter, Jane. She turned 80 years old this week. It was yesterday, actually. And so 80 years is living strong, and we have many years of anniversaries going on out there, too. So we celebrate. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate the as much as we can. You know, we don't know how long. So if you got a reason, somebody's having a baby, somebody's having an anniversary, somebody's having a birthday, you know, have a reason. And if you don't, just come up. You pick somebody. If it's too long, just say, hey, you know what, today is punch day. We're going to pick a color and we're going to do it all. We're going to have a red party, a purple party. Just you and your few people you quarantine with. Think of something to celebrate. Oh, I didn't sneeze today. Hey, celebrate. No sneeze day. You know, come on. I didn't get bit by a mosquito today, doggone it. That was one of the things I was going to put out there. Lord Jesus, you know these mosquitoes, they must have made it all winter long. Because, baby, this summer they is living strong. You can't put no gas in your tank. You can't walk on no street. You can't go to bed at night instead of waking up with a bump on your leg or your arm. It is mosquito season, folks. Get it out. Get it out. Get the sprays out. Put those things out in your yard. Do what you got to do. Save your puppies, animals, cats. Wipe them down with those things to keep them off of them and put on what you got to put on to keep them off you. These mosquitoes are not playing. So, you know, they was in quarantine for somewhere because they're coming out real ready to suck on some blood.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to send out to my girl. Now, my girl, you know her. She's been around for many, many years. And people are so quick to judge. And this is what I want to say, because when I say what I'm about to say, I hope there's many people out there that can agree with me. And if you don't, remember the disclaimer that was just put out before I spoke. Ellen DeGeneres, people leave her alone. She's a hardworking lady. She's done nothing but most things. Nobody, not even you who's looking in the mirror that's pointing the finger. You got several fingers pointing back at you. She's not perfect. You don't know what she knew or didn't know of what was going on in her company because it's so big. It's been going around for so long. I said, so let them settle that and don't judge. Enjoy the show. Go out to the show. Support her when the show opens back up. Don't turn around and put yourself in when you think you know something because you really don't know somebody. I know of her, and I've been to her show, and I know of people who know her very well as well. I'm not speaking on that premise. I'm speaking from my heart to her heart. Ellen, if you're listening, if you hear somebody or anybody knows her, I want you to know, Ellen, that you hold your head up through this crisis, the situation that this 2020 is putting you through. There's a lot of crisis going on out there, and things going on in your show just happen to pop up. So I'm with you, and I hope there's a whole bunch of other people who got you that hold your hand and support you through this because you're not perfect. You have bad days, just like you've mentioned in one of your tabloids. You have bad days sometimes, and you keep to yourself. Everybody has them. It's a given, especially in 2020, okay? So those of us who want to make things a little bit easier, you know, hey, love somebody. Don't be criticizing. Don't try to tear somebody down. She's not the only one out there either that people are tearing down. If you want to, you know, be a grumpy grandpa, grumpy grandma, a snooty fox, or whatever you want to call it, or a gossiping column, you want your gossip column to flourish and just want to just have something to talk about, well, find something that in your world that you want to talk about first. Let's see if you can go ahead and dig some of your dirt and dish it out there. Let it be your pail of dirt in that scooper that you dust out and throw out before you throw out the stones and dirt on somebody else. Because, see, right now we got people dying just from the air that you breathe that you can't see. Like I've always been saying, where even when you're wearing the mask, okay, there's things that just going to get you one way or another. So as we don't know individually, including myself, how many days we got left to enjoy and embrace this wonderful earth. And then those who passed are a wonderful example of one perfect person that walked on this land that I know of. It sets the example that he set his life alive, put his life aside for the sins and forgiveness of ours. So guess what? That means we should be trying to forgive each other because ain't nobody perfect. How many people in your family, including yourself, would you sacrifice your life for a sinner? Okay? Think about that. Because you're just as you point the finger, you're a sinner too, sweetheart. There's things that you might not have known and didn't know or liked or you thought was cool that wasn't so cool. So let's just calm down on all the darkness that's going on. Just bring a little, look at the situation and go, okay, all right, it did what it did. Let's go ahead and see how we can fix it, how we can make it better. Apologize to those who need to be apologized to. And get the whatever help you need to get, whether it's counseling, medical attention, whatever it is you may need, whatever you had to go through to get to, and just work together as a community, come together and hold on to each other and work with each other. Because, see, if, without unity, and this is what segregation is all about, people, you see, it's not just segregation from the slavehood that got one culture just questioning their abilities for many years because we weren't able to write and learn and get smart. You know why? Yeah, we know why. Yeah, because the smarter you get, the more you know, and then you start saying, hey, I know just as much as you know or even more in those books. I can go and get my own land and do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there people did do that too. Yes. Mm-hmm. There are some rich of all colors, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had their, well, you know your background. I'm not going to go too many of them in the number, but you know who your background is. And if you don't know your culture and your stories, you need to dig in some books while you got some time. Because, see, there's some people in every culture that has invented something beautiful and wonderful that you should all be grateful to and congratulating those other ones that came together to make some things come true, to make it a better day for you and me and everybody else that's coming through
right.
as we come in. The next generation that's coming, whatever we're doing right now, the youth that's out there now, they're standing up and protesting for a better tomorrow, support them. Support them. Don't put them down. You know,
no.
Hey. Try to figure it out. Try to find a way to help them to get heard. Help them to be seen and support those who lost their loved ones through this pandemic. Support them. If you don't know them, just say a prayer for them anyway. If you hear somebody in your community, reach out. Just you don't have to, you know, we social distancing, but you could one flower, one balloon and one flower. That's $2. $1 at the dollar store for the balloon and a flower from the flower shop. Or you can have
that's
some
true.
In your yard. Just tie a balloon on that thing, and you go to that family. You just leave it right there by their mailbox or right there on their porch and leave a little note of encouragement or a card to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Whether they, if you know that they lost somebody, you know, say, hey, hold your head up. You're better tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? If you need to reach out, give them some resources on that card. Call this number here to help. Somebody can talk to you on that 800 number, 211, whatever resources are out there. 211 is all over the world. So anybody out there suffering from depression or suffering from somebody hurting you, or you don't have to sit there and take it. If you have kids that are getting hurt, save the babies. Get those babies out of there. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting hurt, find a way for you and the children to get safe. If you got to do it separately, at least they'll be safe.
Right.
Do something not instead of nothing. Do something instead of nothing, because too many kids are just getting died and getting killed, getting beaten, mistreated, and couples are doing the same thing. You know, we got you. If you can't have nowhere to separate, to cool down, you know, get creative. You see, we so busy sometimes
that.
Building up with walls that we can't see. You know, they say, oh, I got to get that little stumbling on so that little iron, that little so-and-so over there. Okay, so you got words for those people. Okay, we got that. Okay, well, if your house is bigger than about 40 or 30 feet, okay, then you can go in another room. Make that your room. You don't have to go to bed in the same bed. You should, though, absolutely should clear your air before you go to bed every day because you really don't know what tomorrow will bring. You really should. That's one of my things that I say, you see. I say do not go to bed with your anger and frustration, because guess what? You ain't going to have a good sleep no way. And guess what? The many nights that you're not getting healthy sleep, guess what? You are slowly what? Dying.
Mm-hmm.
You're slowly working on that heart attack or that
mm-hmm.
stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that I knew for many years. I knew her entire children, all of her children and everything. She's a little older than me. But she always held her kids and try to make it right and help them. Always, you know, she stood by her husband until he passed. She was a loyal friend and loyal mate, loyal person, loyal to her kids. They're saying, then her grandkids come running on. She's doing whatever she got there. And she had a major stroke, and now she's bedridden and blind in one eye.
Mm-hmm.
But she still can wink. She can still know that she knows when she just lit up when I found her and seen her. Once her grandbaby reached out, found her grandbaby. See, I'm telling you about these babies, see. They remember me from when they were babies.
Oh, yeah, they don't forget.
At the store. No, and they knew, and they told me. The second she told me, I went over there, and I saw her. And I was so glad I got to see her, because I don't know how many more days she's going to hang in there, but she's hanging in there, folks.
Good.
I tell you. Just like my mama's got dementia, she's hanging in there as well. All you out there that's having loved ones that's hanging in there, say something to them. Go by. Don't be scared. Go by. They want to see you, hear you. They might not can talk back to you, but they want to see you. Read a book to them. Tell them a story. Tell them what's going on with you. They want to hear those things. Just because they can't talk back to you, they see the expressions through their eyes or they squeeze in your hands. My mother, when she hasn't seen, she grabbed my cheek. Ooh, I sometimes want to give her my arm before I give her my hand because she get them knuckles going. Well, I go, okay. Yo,
Angie.
We doing hand hugs. I see that. That's a love, real tight hug. Mama, thank you. We got some fingers today, you know. So, you know, just do a little bit more love. Do a little bit more positiveness. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to, don't be the one that want to kick out the stones because let me tell you why. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to make one little comment right here about Miss Ellen. Now, you want to, you who want there want to point, be all that, but when she have her 12 days of Christmas, you know what I'm saying? When she got those big giveaways and all the monies and things that she support and give out and help the communities and things out that she made known of and she follows through with through her cast, mm-hmm. you see. It's not just her picking people. You have to understand she has a crew that does these things mm-hmm. and do stories and whatnot. And some that she finds out and she wants to investigate, have her crew go check on. But let me tell you something. You can't sit up there and smile. Oh, yeah, you could. Probably some of you have. Yeah, gimme.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your gimme days are coming shorter. And you those who come out there with a false pretense and your heart's not coming from a good, pure place,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm just going to let life go ahead and answer that for you. But you know what? Get around people. If you feel yourself getting bitter and uptight and stressed because of everything that's going on, okay, just reach out. Don't sit silent. Reach out.
No,
call somebody. If you don't have nobody to call, you got all your close friends and family that you really ain't got nobody, don't say that because you do. You do. You do have people. Those who think you don't have nobody, I'm telling you now, you got people. Now, Linda has a phone number she's going to give you throughout the end of this show. You got that number you can call. Reach
That's
out,
right.
And we'll do our best. We'll do our best to get whatever help we can. If you give information on how to reach you and tell a little about yourself, we're going to not only speak on whatever subject it is and give you some resources and encouragement, but we also are going to have someone contact you and help you through whatever it is you got to get through.
That's
this
right.
is what we're about. You know, loving our community and try to implement that. Now, let me tell you something. Now, there's some tough lovers out there. I love y'all. I love y'all a lot because y'all want to put that strong steer out there like you. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now, let me tell you something. Y'all ain't number big old teddy bear. We know
that's
that.
True.
You know that, too. Because guess what? The minute somebody growl at you real quick, you dang, how you mean it like
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't, because you sometimes you can dish it, but you can't take it. But you know what? You dishers and can't takers, you know, you guys are needed in the community too. Because you know what? Without y'all around, those who think they got it, think they got their strong game on, nah, not so much. You need to keep on working. And those who think that their game is too soft, well, if you ain't got nothing to bounce off of it, you just going to just be soft.
Mm-hmm.
Soft
mm-hmm.
serve ice cream for the rest of your life. But I really am wanting to reach out to all of you out there celebrating. And I got one more thing. I definitely, absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, have to share with you. And it comes a little bit like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And many more, like 54, 108, 3004. Happy birthday, happy birthday to and many more.
Angie, you know I love that.
I'm so proud to know you, Linda. It's your birthday, yes it is.
get out there and party. Not today or tonight, but all week long. Not just 4 or 5 moments, but 100 days strong. I want you to celebrate. You, 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 you. You, 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 you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, A.G., because you was, like, out there and the phones was lighting up and Mario came on and then everybody was on and I couldn't get to everybody, but I sure like this special day because I love the way you sing happy birthday. I love your happy birthdays and, you know, like I was telling the listeners, you know, every day is a birthday because every day is a new day when we wake up. You know, we should not be doing the same thing Tuesday we did Monday. Try something different. Stretch yourself out there, you know, just to take a chance, get out there and just come out of that comfort zone, take that stretch, you know. We should stretch our lives like a rubber band. Okay, I don't know nothing about this, but I'm gonna look into it. So somebody say, well, can you do that? Yeah, I can do that. I remember when I was going in the radio, I was a Dodger. I worked for a sports radio station. It was Dodger. And I drove out there, and they say, do you know baseball? I say, yeah, I know baseball. They say, okay, we want you to come in here and be our board engineer. I came home. I had to watch the baseball game. I didn't even know it had 9 innings. But I stretched myself, and I took it and took that step. So, you know, each day is a new day. Each day is a birthday. And for those individuals, Aunt G, who, you know, like really, you know, I'm going to go into that DNC convention. You know we're not political here, but yet we are political because we deal with authenticity and we move from the heart. Mm-hmm. And what I saw last night, and I heard most of the speeches, but those people were speaking from their heart and they were being authentic. Mm-hmm. And see, when you move with your heart, the heart moves everything and everybody. You can get up there and yell and shout and scream and, you know, this and that. But that heart carries everything. That heartbeat, if that heartbeat stopped, we're no longer here. So the heart is the most important treasure. There's the treasures of the storehouse, treasures of the heart. But the treasure of the heart is the most important. The storehouse is great because we can acquire all those goody, goody, goody things. But you know what? They can be gone in a second. But that heart is what moves everything. And I heard a lot of heartfelt information. It makes you sit back and think. And persons that claim that, you know how you got those, I don't even know what to call them. They come to you, and they come to you with a, I say subliminal bull, okay? Oh, they trying to smile and face it. They trying to make you think they for you, but they ain't for you. But see, they don't know that you already know that they ain't for you because you for yourself, and you gonna recognize that real quick. So they don't understand, they don't move with authenticity. So when you go authentic with them, they can't deal with it. Like you say, those can give it, but they can't take it. So I just warn people ahead of time, you know, when they talk about, you know, coming for real or what you're trying to show, don't come to me with that subliminal crap. I see all the way through it. And let's start all over again or let's do nothing at all. Because you can't go to the party and talk about the food and the bad music and sit there. You got options. So with me, I give people the benefit of the doubt, but I don't play with them. If I sense that you're not coming real, I can't deal with you. Because you're not being your authentic you. Well, you could be being your authentic you, but it don't match mine. So when I pick up on that, I'm out. I'm out quick, fast, and in a hurry. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to say what I have to say. We're going to be friends. Or we might not be friends, but I'm not carrying it from the kitchen to the living room. I'm going to tell you and stop right there. That's the way I teach my children. That's the way I talk to the youth. I have a lot of young adults. You remember when the COVID, when they were out there protesting, you know, I had a group of kids. I think I shared this, Aunt G. Oh, well, yeah, well, y'all's generation was just sitting back and letting all this happen. And I said, hold it. Take a seat. I said, no, darling. I said, we was turning them doorknobs and laying this path for you that you standing on now, okay? I said, it wasn't just eating crumpets, okay? So you have to have sit down and go to those teas and act like that you're really not interested to get the information you need. I said, no, we laid this carpet for you and you getting ready to walk it, okay? And then they look like, why, what do you mean about that? Don't talk about what we didn't do, okay? Because had we not mm-hmm. done it, and don't put us in a category, because without us, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing, and without them, we wouldn't be doing. See, this is a thing that's passed down. This is a torch that burns, and the flame never goes yeah. out. It never. So what we teach you how to do is to grab it on the right end so you won't get burnt, okay? And then they get to looking, okay, yeah. now I'm getting a better end of it. So when we go through life, when we speak of the heart, last night I felt heart. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen mm-hmm. to both sides. I really don't want to because I've already made up my mind. I don't want to get angry. But because of the community works I do and the things that I'm involved in, I have to know both sides of it, okay? So
you
I'm
know,
have
sometimes
to break down.
You don't have to listen to nothing. You just have to see it. You just see
I just
it.
Need
just
to,
see
yeah,
it.
I just need to.
You
to,
know,
to,
you can hear things out, you're, like you said, hear it all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
sometimes I'm a
yeah.
seer, you know. I
yeah.
see it. I can
yeah.
see
yeah.
You see,
yeah.
you can just see through your life, your experience that a person puts you through.
Yeah.
You see.
You have to be able to.
We all are feeling the effects of this
yes.
COVID-19.
Oh, yes.
And pandemic.
Oh,
and
yes.
this loss of jobs.
Oh, yes.
And struggles. Homelessness. That's about this.
Yes.
It's craziness. Hunger. You know, United States of America, you know. It's almost like, you know, they say White House is falling. United States is falling. It's falling.
Mm-hmm.
And it should not have taken the hit as it hit. As it, the many hits the United States have gotten, the way the things are being dealt with, the hits that's come before us, could have been dealt with way better, way, way, way better. And that's what happens when a man... You see, when a man, I'm not talking about physical now, because it could be a woman president, because that's going to happen one day, people, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying mankind, you see. So we got to think, be thankful for the higher powers that we have, because thank God life is moving forward each and every day, pandemic or not, because of those forces. And we are here because of those forces. So,
well, you're here for a reason. And like we say, weather
yeah,
always turns in the spring.
Right. We want to find out what exactly. We want to find out what those purposes are and pull them together, resources. Because,
yeah.
you know, if you come together, you've got to understand numbers, folks. You see? When is this? But let me let you know, too. It could be small. A small number can really floor a whole army of people if they just know how to do it right. You
and
see?
I, you know
it
what?
Don't
I'm
have
not
to always take
off.
An army, but.
No. There's a story. I would have to share it since you said a small army.
Go ahead.
There's a story called General Stone Tiger, okay? And this was a man that he had lost someone, you know, was doing the war and everything. And he took an arrow and pierced a rock. He pierced the rock with the arrow because he was so strong by himself that he needed to defeat this army over here. And that
mm-hmm.
one spear went through a rock, but that was the mind of the matter. So when you say it doesn't see, many in mind, many in body is what we believe in. But many in body doesn't mean anything unless everybody is of the same mind. You got me? So many in body, one in mind, a little in body and one in mind will get the thing done. And that's when you mentioned it, that story popped up in my head, because, you know, that's what we're about here with this education, unification, and collaboration. We move very small, but we're all of the same mind. So it doesn't take a whole 10,000 people to get something done when everybody's in the same mind. So my thing and your thing and everybody's thing that participates here, the I call it the host team, our little family, we all of the same mind, and we're about caring
okay.
and sharing. We're about giving and educating. We do it differently, but that's why we're here
yeah.
together. And it's like that circle of marriage that my sister and brother-in-law had in that ring. We don't let nobody step in here and get in between it either. Okay? Then then they get an opportunity to
but
see
that's
the other.
Exactly what you say. Yeah, you definitely want to put that, and I'll say that to everybody as well. You know, every wedding I've ever been, one thing, I never leave that wedding without saying, I pull them over a couple's body together and I put their hand together and mine's on top. And I say, you see this unity you got going on right here? You see that circle? It's like your ring. The rings of marriage is a circle for a reason. It could have been a necklace. It could have been a buckle. It could have been a belt. It could have been a band, a ring around your head. You know why it's a ring? Well, not only because it's easier to be worn, but even a bracelet could be worn. But see, rings are stronger than bracelets.
Yes, they
bracelets
are.
Bracelets get scuffed. There's some, down, mind you, there's some bracelets that are strong too. But they can get snagged and they can get tugged, but a ring is, fits snug around that finger there.
Yes,
see, it holds on. It's like a universal hug.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you see, can anything get in and out of that ring? No. No, it can't. Because why? It's plugged up with that finger. So if you get some BS because, his exes or somebody known him, she might want to throw up something, throw your way. Someone might want to throw up one her ex. You know, it, both sides, you got people in your past. And if you don't, okay, you don't, but you got haters, you see.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some people once, I wouldn't tip it. Don't let it start when you see the wrinkle in the face. If they ain't smiling when they bring something talking to you, then you see a wrinkle or a frown, say, guess what? I don't want to hear about it if he or she is not here. Matter of fact,
that's
even
true.
Then, we don't even want to hear, because guess what? Because we are a unit. If he didn't want me to know it, I didn't want to know it, and vice versa. He don't want to know nothing I didn't tell.
Right.
We going to work it out,
because
guess what? Whatever's going to come up going to come out, and you're going to work it out together. Because once you say I do, that means I do love you, I will love you, and I will work through every and anything that comes our way. We have children, we're going to sit down and figure, okay, you might agree to disagree. You're not going to like everything about him, and she's not going to like everything about you. You're just not.
That wouldn't be
There's
natural.
Nothing that exists on this earth. That's exactly. Nothing to no one. You even got friends that you don't even like. And when you say, oh, well, I like this about you. They pick and choose, you see. But see, even though with your negatives and your light, I still love you. I still like you. If I can look at you and tell you I love you, that means just what it is.
Right.
Because of the fact that I'm not going to say it and say, oh, but go, oh, by the way, these things that I don't like about you, guess what? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shed some darkness on you. Because that's just people walking around that just want to stir up or they just love darkness. It's easy, because darkness is easy.
Sure
but
is.
That light, see, that light makes you make your eyes squint. Sometimes you might have to turn your head. Sometimes that light is so, so bright, you see. You just can't handle it, and darkness can't last where light is too long. So you
know,
have to understand the positivity.
Yes,
positivity,
it's all about positivity.
Which way you want to run.
And you know what? You know what my saying is, Angie? I don't like to share it a lot, but I do only if I have to. You know, you go in situations and people try to go through the exclusion and all of whatever they be doing on that dark side. And I might just jump up in the middle of the flow and say, oh, put on your sunglasses. The sun is here. I say, you know what? Don't you know you can't hide the sun? I say the sun rises and shines every day. It rises and sets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that sun is up there even on a cloudy day. So don't even waste your energy. Now, when I have to come at you like that, that means snapping in shape, whatever you're doing, you're wasting your energy, put some positivity, go look in the mirror, and let's have dialogue and move on forward, okay? If I have to tell you the sun is in the room, then that means that you know, I picked up on it, and it's not going to work because that's not what we're about. And you keep it positive, and you make it happen. And that's just how it has to go. So put on the sunshine. Put that flashlight on them. My aunt said, put that flashlight on them, and sometimes you might have to hit them upside the head with it, but shine that light on that darkness. And if it continues to be dark, you know what to do. You must shine the light on it because it's not aware. And once you sit down and decide that you want to take out time, and you see, people don't adhere to warnings. They don't listen because they're so into they're better than, or you don't know, whatever. You better listen to this warning, okay? It's a warning, but it's a helpful warning because I realize where you are, and I'm willing to share with you, maybe we can make some changes here. But if you want to stay down there in that dark hole, what do we say? People like the smell of poop. They like the smell of that poo-poo. So you like
sometimes
being in
like
that toilet with
too.
That poop. They like what, Jim?
Yeah. Sometimes they like the taste of it, too. But you know what? You know, like I said, you know, you got to say let go, let God, or let go and let life, sometimes I say as well, because, you know, as long as you're living, no matter who you are, life is definitely going to show you. Sometimes it shows you better. It shows you. Oh, you could have used a little bit more intelligence on that decision. Or hey, it's a learned lesson. Guess what? You don't got no wounds. You still can walk. You still can talk. You got your vicissitudes.
Right.
You see, you didn't lose your mind, because some things you go through life you lose your mind.
Yes.
Guess what? Sometimes you can't come back. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful, because you don't know how much longer you're going to have them senses either. Every day, don't you forget what something is? Let me tell you, you got to get your vitamins and start taking them too, because that, you know, slows up certain things, and some things are inevitable. So I love you guys, I just really want everybody to just reach out. And you know what? Reach out for yourself too while you're reaching to other folks. You know, and if you can't, guess what? Reach out any old way, because guess what? As you reach out, someone else's reach is going to come around and reach you, and everybody would have been reached. See, we all want to get reached one way or another.
Reach out to you.
Can't touch each other now. Reach out and hug each other in the air, way out there, or from social distancing. You can send a card. And if your mail is slow, or, you know, because now we got mail problems now, you know what I'm saying? You know, the list goes long and long and longer, you know, those who have the power that be. Because they don't know which other way to do anything other than put more on that crap list. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put some more struggles on them. Why not?
Yeah,
you know,
I ain't going to make it easy because I want to test them. I want to step up to them.
you know what I said? I told somebody, Lynn, I said, look, there's this couple that's been struggling, right, and they're working on getting back together. And he said, you know, I love her to death. And he said, but you were, you know, she talking about her because she had a project he was working on. He said, oh, you killing me, man. You working me to death. I said, well, you said till death do you part. He said, you love her for the long haul. I said, look, and if it was too easy, then it wasn't worth it.
Yes.
I said, anything that's good for you to get to, if it was easy,
trust me, you're
either going to get bored with it.
Something's
gonna happen. So appreciate some struggles you gotta get through to get to really knowing yourself. You see, sometimes you get through it because, you know, people are to just let it be easy for you to take their love and their kindness and flip it around like a pendulum door.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that going on. You know,
well, the people aren't taking enough empathy to really understand that everybody is going through something, whether we have a smile on our face or what, we all deal with it differently. So be very careful what you approach an individual with, because you don't know what they're going through. So it's all about empathy. It's all about taking that deep breath. You know, I'm quick-tongued. I got a tongue like a sword. And when I get through with you, you will have heard some things that you didn't even know was in the dictionary in 5 minutes. I have no problem with that. But since I have to pull back and I have to not, I can't put myself in your shoes. I'm putting myself in all of our shoes, what we're going through.
Okay.
So if you have impatience because this is not done, that's not done, well, you know what? Slow down, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, because things have to go and be altered a little bit. Okay, because of
and sometimes
this
you do
and
have
that.
To walk in those shoes, though. Sometimes
yeah,
you do got to walk in somebody else's shoes.
If you can't
get it, you know, or you can't make sense of it, you need to get in those shoes and walk.
Oh yeah.
So that you can get to understanding. You want to, and if you can't, just try. Because I can't say ain't nobody perfect, like I said, but try.
Oh.
You see, give yourself a try. If you know what, maybe this person's coming at this way for a reason. Let me just chill for a minute. Let me see what's going on with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just say, I guess my message tonight is just,
but then
say, hey,
a lot of times, if you, because if you keep yourself balanced, you basically
mm-hmm.
know where they're coming from and how they're coming. It's just up to you to let them know that you
mm-hmm.
are aware and let them know it ain't going to work, okay? So you have to stop them. You have
mm-hmm.
to stop them, and either
mm-hmm.
they're going to shift
right.
or they're going to keep coming, and they're going to keep
mm-hmm.
giving that color to put on that canvas that you're painting. And once you make that Rembrandt
mm-hmm.
on them, you're going to drop that brick. Okay, so you got both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for you to recognize it, to understand it, you have to keep yourself balanced. You have to understand
mm-hmm.
what the different agendas you might not know for real, but your gut tells you what you're around, you know, and especially if you're in tune with you. If you're in tune with you, you don't have to worry about it. And then you can take it and you can try to put yourself in that person's shoes, or you can decide if you want to reach out and share a dialogue, or if you want to tell them, you know, mm-hmm, heaven or hell. Okay, that's the things you sum up with. But that's really up to us as individuals, and we have to do that to keep ourselves sane. See, you know, I got 52 personalities. So that's what keeps my mental and my sanity here. Them 52 personalities and 52 girls. Yes, I do. I will be giving lectures on that. And I call them up at any time, and they're in departments. So when I have to call on them girls, they step up front, they guard me, and they say, well, how do you protect your mental wellness? I got 52 personalities that I know of. And I'm pretty sure there's some more lying dormant down there. So which one you want, number 44 or number 32? Where are we going to go with this? And they be having meetings in the ladies' room. They talk about it before they move out. But they move out. And so I
uh-huh.
know that those 52 personalities are there. And I know that people might not be aware of theirs. We all have different personalities. We just don't know how to use them and what to do with them. I got total control over mine. And I'm not civil,
right.
But I got them girls, okay? So I laugh at them sometimes. Sometimes I have to send the bad ones to Hawaii. You know, I got them brigadier generals. And if I have to call up that general on you, I have to really, really settle myself down. But with us going through all of this, I have learned how to take two breaths and kind of look, you understand, or try to dialogue is the most important thing. I try to figure it out. But if you don't come my way, then I'm going to call up them girls on you, and I'm going to go on about my business, okay, because I can't take it from the living room into the bedroom. You will not stress me out. It just won't happen. And when you get to that point in your life, when you get, like I said, I think every day, okay, how are you going to do this? So this birthday celebration, my song, this whole birthday month, and G going out, my sister and brother-in-law, you have never met them, but you need to take a trip to Texas. You would love them, okay? And they will treat you like the empress that you are once you step into their home. It's like an experience you have never, ever experienced to see them operate.
And the endless food. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You're going
to
eat, laugh,
I'm gonna
and drink.
I'm going to lose 20 pounds because I'm coming
no,
back.
No, you go
10.
In there in the moo-moo, baby. Go in the moo-moo. Don't be trying to take no little cute type
so
stuff.
You only have to trip about how big it's going to be when you come back.
No, yeah. Yeah, don't take no little cute old
you're gonna be
stuff.
Friends.
And it's not happening. You just go in there, kick back. When I go there sometime, I have to go look for my shoes. I said, where's my flats? And they out on the front porch somewhere, okay? Oh, am I going to comb my hair this morning? I'm just, yeah, it's kick back, laid
okay.
back. Nothing but love, nothing but food. They laugh, they giggle, and you know what? If Spike Lee was to go to my family, he could make 10 movies. Do you understand? Because they all characters. They're all different, but they love, but they're all characters. Everybody
right.
has its own thing. So I want to take the whole crew to Texas, okay? The whole host team, Waking Up with Linda McShane, we need to go into Texas and get some of that shrimp. They said, well, come on in. We social distancing, and we all negative. I said, uh-huh. I said, you going to social distance till the shrimp and the chicken wings get on that table, and not that social distance is going to go out the window. I'm a Texan. You will be reaching for that hot sauce bottle and throwing, passing a biscuit. I'm thinking about it, okay? Yeah, we'll be fine. We have enough space to go to the east, the west, the north wing of the mansions, right? Because they got big, you know, Texans like big stuff. So you got to hide in spot. You can go quarantine on the other end, on the east side, on the east wing. You can go quarantine and have everything you need over there. But when that food hit that counter, that social distance is going to go out the window, and G and I know it. So I'm really kind of torn in dealing with this, and it's not about me. I have to think past me. I have to think about them, you know. So this is a period of adjustment that I'm going through. I haven't got angry yet, and I see people on the plane and people with the masks, and they kicking off the babies. They ain't put high as a two-year-old going to keep a mask on their face. They don't even want to sit still. I don't know. And then because the baby don't put on the mask, they got to go off the plane. I don't know. Let me get my blue suit ready. I need to get on up there on that floor. You know I'm working for that. Eventually I'll get there. I would, with my girls out there, I see these girls stepping high with these knee-high boots on. They getting ready to do the get down, and we're going to be right behind them. Right, Angie? So on that note, I'm telling everybody to take your power to the polls, get there on a skateboard, a bottle, anything that can
do everything
there,
in love.
Anything stop you from doing what you have to do. Nothing. The male don't run, just get on them tennis shoes, and you know, I don't know how far it is to walk to the destination. I don't even know where the destination house is, but if we have to go there, we'll go there too. If the trucks don't run, fly it in. It's a lot of things that we have to do, but this must be done. We must unify. We must be the change agents that we are to get out here and make this change. And then that way, as the motto say, we gonna make a better America. Okay? Okay, not the one before, a better America. And it's going to be unified. People are going to share and care. We're going to be about caring for one another. This hatred and this divisiveness, it just ain't going to work, okay? It just will not work. Those days are over. It's over. And at the end, because I live my life based on cause and effect, the effect that's going to happen after this, I don't even want to be around to see it, okay? Do you understand me? Because cause and effect, and it's real. It is real. So whether you think that you are above it or below it, when you get that universal ass whooping, excuse my French, you can't fight back because you don't know where them licks are coming from. So being a universal humanitarian, we must be careful of what we say, think, and do, because it goes out there 3,000 rims. You got 3,000 soldiers moving forward. You got 15 good and 15 bad, and you stand in the middle of it. And it's a thing that you want to make the right causes for your life. You want to treat people right, because you don't want to come back here being an ant, okay? Being stepped on and hiding under a rock. So on that note, I'm going to say, Angie, we found a whole lot of stuff out on this Friday, didn't we? Angie?
Yeah, just saying. Just
I say we found out a whole lot of stuff on this Friday, right?
Oh yeah, honey. This is the finest finding out Friday, and it's gonna be some more finding out as the Fridays come by.
I love you all.
You have a fabulous weekend. Celebrate, be bright and light, and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Don't let them bite, and I'm gonna carry us on out of here on this. I love you. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
My life to you always. Love like you.
Shirley White. 59 years of love. This show, Find It All Friday, was dedicated to you. I love you. Please enjoy and please do 59 more. Love you.